Ugh, I am emotionally exhausted. Well, serves you right for getting that invested in RuPaul's drag race.
I don't know about this.
Craig, come on, this could work.
Okay.
Hey, could you two move your scheming away from the microphone? Or at least activate the scheme filter?
These seem to be the coordinates, is this right?
This week the signal seems extra erratic. I realize that's like saying Alex Garland is being extra philosophically opaque. Well, there's nothing for it now. In we go.
And then I said to him, watch where you're going.
Oh, Tussador, I'm so glad I spent the week getting to know you better.
I feel like that was just a magical retreat, literally and figuratively.
Yes, and we destroyed the wall that was holding up the Dark Lord's minions in the golden town of Brim.
Yes, it was full to the brim.
Ah, the best of friends.
You're
here
my
together
best
with us.
Friend.
You're my best friend.
I made you this bracelet that signifies our friendship.
A friendship bracelet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never received such a wonderful gift. Oh!
Yours has a BF and mine has an F. And when we put them together, it says FFB.
Friends.
Foon friends, friend. Baby.
Yeah, of course, I should have known. Oh, what a wonderful day.
I also got you these sweatpants that on the butt say juicy.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Can I get those on right now? Just give me a second. I gotta tuck my robes into those so I don't really see my butt there. Like that?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Juicy.
Yes. Well, but fear not. I have not forgotten thee, and I have a gift for thee as well.
No, you shouldn't have.
Yes, here you are. It's a rock.
Wow, I've heard of these.
Yes, a magical rock.
I mean, I can fly on my own volition, mostly because...
Oh, well, then give that back.
My crotch area
no,
is
give that back.
No, but as a token of friendship.
Oh, well, then hang on to it, yes. Perhaps you can gift it to someone else.
Nope, I'll use it as a paperweight.
Ah, even better.
Oh, hey, Isidore, are we about ready to start the podcast?
Oh, I'm here too. You must not have seen me.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I think I leaned on it because the thing is red.
Oh, Isidore, be very careful about my podcasting equipment, all right? It's from another world.
Sorry,
okay?
Were you talking to me?
Isidore, can you...
How dare you speak of my best friend in such a way?
What? Aprel Fools is here?
No, yeah. Well, my other best friend, Aprel Fuels, who, of course, is going to come hang out with me anytime now. No, I'm talking about Tussador.
I believe we've met.
Of course, yes, we have met, Tussador. Please don't make me be rude to your face.
Honestly, it's not worth the trouble, man.
Oh, but Tussador, as good a friend as we are, we're about to start the podcast. Chunt's
say no more. Say no more.
Chunt's coming over with some drinks
Mon
from the bar
more.
Now.
Today's Rex Manning Day.
What? I don't know.
I didn't get that either.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not gonna. I don't want. I'm not gonna get pulled into that.
Ah, Chunt, thank you for bringing some refreshments over to the table for us.
Blood farts.
Chunt, what? First of all, how many times do I have to say it? Save it for the podcast. If you got away,
are we not recording?
If you know it well, I mean, I guess
I
we are. But
Tussador away. I figured we were recording.
I'm gonna cut all of this stuff out.
Well, you should get to the good part
because there should never be anything before the part where I explain.
Do you not like blood farts? Is a new catchphrase?
I don't
blood farts.
No,
it's not my favorite either.
That is kind of catchy.
No.
It's sort of gross,
and it's something we can all relate to.
No. It's something we can all relate to, but what?
No,
think about.
Guys, no. Usador, both Usador and Sean, are you both having blood farts?
What
did someone say? Blood farts?
Oh, Tussador.
Yes, everyone said blood farts at this point. Now, Arnold, get to the good part of the show.
Well, I better head out.
Yes,
excuse
okay.
Us.
Best
all
of
right.
Luck.
Goodbye, best friend.
Okay, got all right. Before
Arnie, rock it. You got it. Get in the zone, and you got this. Just take ownership. Does that make sense?
Yes, Tussador, go.
Take ownership.
Tussador.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
Oh, Mundle, go ahead. Get it started.
All right. Good.
Wait. I forgot somebody. Mayor Manana Man.
Oh, Mayor Manana. Yes. Okay, guys, is everybody, before Mundle starts, can we all?
Shit. Where's one more thing? I bought all these bananas to put amongst Mayor Manana so he feels like he's amongst friends, but I need to tally them.
Tally me banana?
Yes, I have to tally me bananas. Oh, there, can you grab that tally man? You, sir, can you grab the tally man?
Tally man! Tally man! Tally me bananas!
Come,
I don't.
Mr. Tallyman.
Sometimes I feel like I mostly get how the grammar works in this world, but then other times they're just like weird exceptions to some of the rules.
Did someone say grammar?
Oh.
One of my favorite things to talk about is Southern grammar. Don't be a negative Nelly. Is it getting hot in here?
You know what? I've decided. I'm sorry. Tussidor, Usidor,
yeah.
Shunt.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, Talbot's here. Hello, Talbot.
Where have you been?
Talbot!
That's very true, Talbot.
The old vinegaroon.
Wow. You so succinctly described where you've been over the last year or so.
Well, we're glad to have you back.
Well, you know what, Talbot? I still love you, but I'm kind of annoyed with Usidor and Shunt, and
what's
I just
that
always
behind your
hate Usidor.
What is that? A farting peach? Where's the farting peach been? Oh. And Gorgeous?
What?
This is a cavalcade of guests.
If only we could have had these for our third anniversary.
Look, you know what, guys? No podcast this week.
What?
No, it's like... It's just...
No. Come on, say the thing. Say it.
No.
Say it.
No, I'm not gonna say
it. Look deep into my eyes.
No, I'm not gonna look...
Look deep into my eyes, Arnold. You shall say the words that begin the podcast. You shall say the words that begin the podcast. You shall say the words that begin the podcast. You shall say the words that begin the podcast. You shall say the words that begin the podcast.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon.
This is the best this has ever gone.
Unicamp.
This is perfect.
If you've never listened to the podcast before, don't worry. This is everything you need to know. About 3 years and 2 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago. If you're familiar with Chicago, it's the one at the intersection of...
This is the best timing Arnie's ever had.
Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the Tavern of the Vermilion Minotaur in the town of Hog's Face in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Shunt the Talking Badger.
Blood farts.
Oh, Shunt.
No.
Is that a new catchphrase?
I feel like I've always been saying it in my head.
Really?
Yeah.
Always?
Yeah. I feel like it's something that's just stuck in my craw. Do you have that phrase on Earth?
You've got blood farts stuck in your craw?
Why? Where else would they be?
Why did you ask him if that was a new catchphrase? I thought we just talked about this.
They're my craw space.
That guy, Usidor, that was you know what? There's no podcast. I'm not doing a podcast this week.
You just said the thing.
No, what? No, I didn't.
Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes.
I don't.
You will continue the podcast with zeal. Continue the podcast with zeal.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Not from the beginning.
You know what? No podcast this week.
Oh, come on.
No, you guys, I'm just had it, okay? And Talbot, I'm very excited to see you. Thank you. I was worried about you.
Wait, what? He missed you too. I didn't know if you understood that.
I feel like I could read it in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love you, Tal.
I am Kid Usidor, not a wizard, master of nothing, devourer of bread. The elves know me as they don't know me. The dwarves know me as who's this we're talking about? And I am known in the Northeast as I am not known in the Northeast.
I taught him that.
One secret name that I'll never know.
His birth name.
My birth name.
Oh.
Yep, back into my hat.
Bye-bye.
Kid Usidor, our most shark-jumpingest character.
You know what?
I'm sorry. Like, I love all of you, but this is just too much. No podcast. I'm going to go sit in my camera.
Pizza Skull.
Yeah, man. What's up?
Hey, Arnie's not going to do the podcast.
What?
I know.
Oh, man. That makes me hungry for pizza. Yeah!
I don't know what I was expecting.
Look, I'm going to just have some quiet time in my Camry, and if you guys can just respect my space, I'm going to be in there, okay?
All right, fine. Well, Chunt, we could do the podcast without it. The light is on.
Didn't we do that already?
least a couple times. Well, I'd like to introduce our guest this week. Of course, Squibbit. Welcome back, Squibbit.
What's up, y'all?
We're very good. And I don't know if you've had the
pleasure. I'm sorry, where's Arnie?
He's in his...
He's like the main guy.
He's in his Toyota Camry.
You see, he crashed his vehicle through the wall the other day, and now he's just sitting in the front seat.
Oh, I thought that was like a trendy decoration.
It sort of has become that, yes.
You know, like this is, you know, one kind of those restaurants where they come over in the short skirts, like, what are y'all having?
Oh, I love that when they're rude to you.
Oh, a little sassy.
It's like the kind of restaurant where it's like, yeah, if you slap me in the face, I legally can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I like places like that.
Hell yeah, and you can throw peanut shells on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that here.
Ain't nobody got an allergy to that, you know?
Oh, don't throw them too close to Chest Trunkborn.
Hey, Chest Trunkborn, how are you doing?
Hey, man, doing great. Just trying to follow the episode. This one's kind of spiraling.
Well, let's all wave at Arnie, and maybe he'll come back over. Can you wave?
Hey!
Can we wave? Hello? Hey!
Arnie, we know. Roll down that window.
Arnie.
Why is he saying honk instead of honking his horn?
Arnie, it's your best little frog friend.
Look, Squibbit's here.
Oh, hey, Squibbit!
Hey, Arnie.
How you doing?
You hotboxing in there?
Almost done.
Check for blood.
Are y'all doing okay?
I'm doing fine. Apparently,
I get a little ping every time anybody says blood farts, and I've just been like dancing over here. Get a little magical ping. It's like, you know.
You see them all revved up.
Chuntle's trying to make it his catchphrase for us, which I appreciate the creative process. It feels a little gross to me.
It's going to have mixed reviews with the frogs. I tell you what, there's certain phrases that we get a little magical every time.
Really?
Blood farts, you know, trink butts. Captain Hats is rough. When you're by the sea, that's all they say.
Yeah, that's very true.
And that was just one that he set up a while ago because Dark Lord was just really feeling Captain Hats.
Oh, so he makes that happen to you.
Yeah, it's like when you set a reminder for yourself. You know, if you've got those magical pebbles that kind of like...
Rocks, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, but if they're small and they clink around in your pocket when you say something or hear something or feel something.
Very true.
We all have the same... magical knowledge.
Yet another reason to defeat the Dark Lord, to free the frogs from the prison that they have been put in.
Well, you know, and that's
these
presumptuous.
These phrases that cause them great pain. Yea, I shall fight back on behalf of the frogs. Fear not, frogs. I am your champion.
Next thing you know, he's going to be starring in like a frog movie. Like, I'm going to tell the frog story.
Ooh, I'd watch that. Like a princess and a frog?
But like, oh, I'm the wizard playing the frog. It's like, you know, wizards always want to play the frogs.
That's
nobody wants to let the frogs
role.
Play the role, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you ask me if I like the pings?
Do you like the pings?
I love them. They're a little bit sensual.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry. I suppose that was a bit presumptuous. Now, it sounds like you're still in the employ of the Dark Lord, then.
Oh, yeah, I had a little vacation for a while.
Ooh.
I just kind of put in my notice when I feel like it. And then, please come back, Squibbert, you're the best. You always, you know, do the
thing.
Wait,
this is where I should probably inject some amount of Arnie. Could you say that last line again?
Oh, what'd I say? Oh, you're so great, you're the best at, you know, doing the whole job.
So they say that you're the best at doing the whole job?
Yeah, I'm the best at doing the whole,
you're the
you know,
best at doing the whole job?
The whole job that the Dark Lord assigns out. Doing the whole job.
I just thought that
was good.
Yeah,
doing the whole job. I got the whole job. In my webs, I got the whole... Is that what you call these pads? My sticky fingers.
I think you would know best. I don't want to label them.
Yeah, you don't
want
to speak for the frogs.
No.
Enough people do that.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, enough people speak for the frogs.
I suppose they do, and I apologize because it appears I did just that but a moment ago, which was very rude of me.
Can I ask you something? I don't mean to double down on the rude. I recently put my foot in my mouth with a raven and a crow and mixing those two up. What is the difference between a frog and a toad?
Oh, toad's just bumpier.
There you go.
Frog smooth, toad bumpy, but we have no problems between the specials.
Okay. Specials.
Specials. Because we're special.
Oh.
You know?
Special specials.
Exactly.
Special specials.
You know, if you don't, you can't have, that felt good.
Now, I don't know if you know everything that's been going on here in Hogsface.
Well, I know everything that's been going on everywhere.
You always do.
Old news.
But for the listener's sake, I shall repeat. I shall do some Arnie work here.
Well, you know and I know, but do they know?
Exactly. Well, you see, even though I seek to defeat that Dark Lord, currently we have a truce. And I am working to make Hogsface better, along with Arnold and along with Chunt. And in this way, you currently sort of work for us.
Yeah, I work for you in the way that a pilot works for the plane.
Good. I don't quite understand that.
Like a dimensional plane?
The plane doesn't pay the pilot's salary. The pilot just kind of uses the plane to get somewhere.
Why would a dimensional plane pay someone to be in it?
Because that's... We don't have a choice. We're in the plane. Oh. We're flying from one plane to the next.
And we pay for
it. Some people are captains, and some people are riding in the back of the dimensional time-space.
Huh, I'm going to mentally digest that for a week and get back to you. Thank you for that food for thought.
You know, and if you don't get back to me, it's not going to be the biggest deal in the world.
Well, as part of our job here, we've tasked some of the formerly... pardon the derogative term, evil minions of the Dark Lord with certain tasks. And we wanted to ask you here today to do a particular task for us, if you are able and willing.
I got nothing else to do for the next 25 quinions.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I set my own skidge.
That's nice. That's a nice thing. I often feel a lot of pressure to do certain things on a certain schedule, and if I don't get to them, I feel very guilty. And then I put it off a little more and a little more, and the procrastination doth grow. I like a very tumor within my mind. Oh, how the procrastination doth begin to unwind my mind and drive me to the brink of madness! You ever get that?
You know, wizards are a real guilty race.
It's very true. It's very true. We were hoping that you could perhaps, yourself and perhaps some other frogs and toads, do a little bit of the street cleaning.
Oh, that's not in our... That's in just, not even close to in my pay grade.
Just, like, pick up a twig or something.
You know, what are y'all doing? Sitting around... As far as I know, you haven't done anything that anybody's asked you to do.
Well, we've done.
You can at least pick up a couple leaves if the leaves are bothering everybody so much.
We've been passing around a mayor sash, which is taking up a lot of bandwidth, as Arnie would say.
Oh, was it the leaves in the road that made him crash his car?
No,
was that the
no,
problem? Was the streets weren't clean enough?
We were attacked by
that
a
was the
horde
undead.
Of zombies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you think I don't know?
Well, here's the thing. I'm very wrapped up in this zoning issue. We're trying to move the zone from 4 feet to the left to 3 feet to the left. Previously, it was 5 feet, but we decided to reconfigure that district to be 1 foot smaller if it passes the first 3 votes on the council. But the council has to convene twice daily until all the votes are met, and we have to have a quorum of the council. It can't be the full council or part of the council.
Hey, guys, don't listen to Isidore. Guys, I was sitting in my car, and I had a blood fart. Which, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
That felt good.
So you're on
again.
Board?
Well, first of all, I get it, and I'm sorry for what you've been through.
Apology accepted.
What did you have again?
I had a blood fart.
Phew.
You doing all right?
Yeah, oh yeah, better than you would even possibly think.
She's doing great.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you're doing better
you
than me, because I just had a blood fart.
You ever sit on a bare rock, and then there's just a little bit of an earthquake, and it was already hot out?
It felt like that just happened to me recently.
Yeah.
Well, Squibbert, I'm so excited to see you. Sorry.
You too. Thanks for coming out of your frickin' box.
Yeah, well, it's a car from my world, and I was sitting in there, and I had the thought, it's been so long since I sat in my car. I should have a road trip.
Road trip?
A road trip?
Yeah. Well, my car is out of gas. It doesn't move anymore, but it's still fun to hang out in my car. Squibbert.
You could have a road stay.
Wait, yeah. Let me grab your phone. All right. That website you told me about, IMDb, says that Road Trip is a movie starring DJ Qualls. Is that what you're talking about?
Is that really what it says at the top?
That's the first result.
I mean, I'm sure there have been a lot of changes probably to IMDb, like, over the years. It's probably not as useful as it used to be. Is DJ Qualls at the top of that?
He says he's the star. Is that wrong?
I mean...
Well, sometimes you get in here, and as far as we know from our research, Earth nectology gets a little mixed downed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Squibber, are you getting a few too many pings?
You know what? There's that captain's hat convention going on.
Oh.
I'll tell you what.
Arnie, can I be honest with you?
It's like 6 miles away, but it's coming for me.
Yeah, don't say captain's hat. Can I be honest with you?
Or do.
Yeah?
Since you left a few minutes ago and Isidore and I were...
Since I've been gone?
Since you've been gone, the podcast has been going at a breakneck speed. Like, we need you to, like, really ground it and...
Kind of grind it to a halt.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Well, do you need me to do something like clearly establish that Squibber is a talking frog?
Yes, that's what it is. Yes.
Works for the Dark Lord.
Because we don't know what's magical and what's not. We live this. This is our lives, you know? And in your sonorous voice, like, we need that deep bass and we need that metronome of consistency.
Sure, yeah.
We're all about that bass.
I think people got that all from context clues.
I mean, eventually.
I felt like it was getting so fucking bonkers. It felt like what it kind of felt like. Isidore, remember that time we went to that cabin in the woods, and at the end of our stay at the cabin in the woods, we let all those creatures out of their cages and they ran amok? That's what it felt like. Just kind of bonkers and breakneck speed.
Can I just say real briefly, you have all these context clues and grounding and everything, but not once has any of you made an assumption that maybe people do know who I am. They knew who I am the whole time.
They used to know who you were.
And that maybe, like, I don't know, I'm doing pretty good. People know me as one of the big frogs, you know?
Yes, you're the primary frog I think of.
Yeah, you're one of the most famous frogs in all of Foon. I mean, you make it look easy being green.
And I assume one of the most famous frogs on Earth. Who are some famous frogs from Earth, Arnold?
Yeah. Well, there's a very famous talking frog that's part of the Little Rascals. His name is Froggy.
That's the most famous one? Let me check IMDb. Yep, checks out.
Yep.
Well, I stand corrected. I didn't think frogs could speak on your world.
I mean...
We have a frog here that can't say a dang word, but, you know, we have to employ him. His name's Kremit.
Kremit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Kremit the Frog.
Arnie, it says Little Rascals was a recent movie starring DJ Qualls?
What is going on with IMDb?
Is DJ Qualls, like, a known big deal in your land?
I mean, he's a tall deal.
Ooh, tall deal's a ping for me.
But he's not
big. I don't
know
why he set that up.
Tall deal, Captain's hat?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
What's a DJ Qualls?
I don't... Where to begin?
Well, regardless, it's good to have you back, Arnie. I'm glad you're out of the car.
Thank you. And Squibbert, as much as you're evil, I'm excited to see you. Or I guess you're not evil.
I'm just kind of, I'm doing the work.
Yeah.
You know, if that makes me evil, then sign me up for the evil cruise.
How's it been working for the Dark Lord Dish?
I mean, okay, so I went on vacation for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I got real in touch with, like, I used to be real afraid of death. I'm not anymore.
Oh, no. Is that good or bad?
I mean, probably good. One less anxiety is one less anxiety. Y'all ever heard of reincarnation?
I've heard of it.
You die, you find out you have another shot, and you go, yeehaw, hell yeah.
I like that, reincarnation.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all clubs people talking about. You'll have a tadpole, and it'll be like, I didn't used to be a tadpole. And you'll be like, what did you used to be? Oh, I used to be a centaur. And you're like, we didn't even tell you what that was. Reincarnation.
Do you ever have a feeling of like, oh, in a past life I was a tadpole? No, wait, that was this life.
That was when I was a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they'll regress you a little bit, regress you. What they do is they put you in your own little pile of grass, and then you shut your eyes for a while, and you're like, oh, wow, in a past life I used to be, you know, shopping at the Willie Mart. No. That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, I experience that all the time with all the different, you know, animals.
Those are called
and
memories.
Beings that I've been. Yeah, exactly. And then I remember, no, that was this life. But that's still the reason that I don't eat beef.
Well, I have lived for over 3 centuries, so things that are memories to me seem so long ago. And then something that happened just recently can also seem far away. But something that happened 200, 250 years ago can be as poignant and as strong and as visceral as the moment it happened.
Wow, what makes those memories especially visceral and poignant?
Is it like a hat that a guy in a boat wears?
It's usually hat-related, yes.
But, like, what kind?
Captain's hat.
Yeah.
She was fishing for that. What am I talking about? I eat beef all the time. I just ate a plate of beef tits.
Are you asking me what are you talking about?
I thought you
about?
Said that's why you donate beef. I didn't think you said don't eat beef.
Did I say that at this table? That
Do you
feels
donate
like years
beef
ago.
Or don't eat beef?
Guys, I think I just figured this podcast out. I think we're all hard of hearing.
We're hard of hearing? No, I feel like we have plenty of hearing.
All this time, none of us are just fully understanding what each other is saying.
I don't think that's true. It's not hard for me to appear at all.
Well, Squibber, I'm just excited to see you.
Well, I wish I could say the same for y'all, but
what?
I did have a...
Where's that Squibber charm?
I mean, okay, I'm excited personally, but I did come with a Mimo.
What's a Mimo?
Well, first I lost it. I had to find my Mimo, and then I got here. It's from the Dork Lord. Okay.
The Dork Lord?
It's from the Dork Lord. The Dork...
I think I might be on
Wait,
here.
I'll be right back. You're on to something here.
What? John, where did John go?
To take care of something. I'll
no,
be right
no,
back.
No, 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 Jen. Don't kill any more lords. Oh, deep cut.
I hope he doesn't kill the Dork Lord.
I know. Well...
The Dork Lord's harmless.
Harmless?
Harmless. The Dork Lord's doing their best.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know. Sometimes he seems a bit entitled.
He shows up to parties and brings smoothies for everyone, and everyone's like, we don't want a homemade smoothie at a party. It's like, well, that's Dork Lord.
Yeah.
Dork Lord sent me.
Oh, your boss.
Yeah, y'all aren't really keeping to the terms of the truce. I hate to break it to you.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't think I'm breaking it to you for the first time. You know what you're doing. You're zoning laws. You're wasting time. I haven't seen any of y'all pick up one weapon today to even go, hey, is this the weapon that destroys the void?
Fine, fine. I shall do it. I'm going to rip up this floorboard right here.
You sort of... Don't just rip the tavern apart.
Yeah, here's a sword right under the floorboard.
What? There's a sword just under that floorboard?
Sword appears to be made of fog or mist or something. It's a mystical sword.
That's kind of cool.
Yes, sir.
Wait, can you actually hurt anything with a mist sword?
I don't know. I'll have to examine it a little bit.
Hey, bro, nice board sword.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tucidor.
Oh, Arnie, Tucidor. I made you this bracelet.
Now I'm remembering why I didn't want to do this episode.
Yours says BF and mine says F. It's for blood fart friends. Because I heard about your blood fart.
Well, just, why? What is this on this bracelet? Is this blood?
Take it, Slazy.
Take it, Slazy? I think something's wrong with my hearing.
But your hair looks great right now. Now look,
All right, I did it. I killed him.
What? No, Chunt.
He was reading and he was harmless, but I
did
killed
Did you kill the Dork Lord?
No, of course not. Wink.
Oh, Chunt.
I'm going to have to report this.
How can we judge Squibbert for working for the Dark Lord when you keep killing people?
And you work for the Dark Lord.
Well, technically, we're in it. Look, we don't
You're
work for the...
You're independent contractors of the Dark Lord.
Look,
Dark Lord.
Look, I know. We made an agreement with the Dark Lord after he has imprisoned all of Hogsface that he would leave us here in Hogsface to find the weapon at the middle of the tavern that would defeat the Void, which is an enemy that is can destroy Earth and Foon.
Which might be this mist sword.
Might
no,
be that mist sword.
No, because you got that from the left. It's the middle. That's the left of the tavern.
Oh, it has to be in the middle?
Yeah, he just said in the middle of the tavern. Y'all are looking left, right, up, down.
It's true. We've been looking all over the periphery of the tavern. We haven't been looking in the middle of the tavern.
Wait, look up, look down, look up, look down, look left, look right, look left, look right. Select something, start a conversation, select something, start a conversation. A, B.
So, Squimbert.
Squimbert? Who's that?
Isn't that her name, Squimbert?
Everyone, stop. Put down your drinks. Everyone, don't touch your drinks.
Okay.
I just found out something.
Uh-oh. Is this going to be about blood farts?
No. No, it's not. It's about why we're acting so fucking bonkers.
You mean today or forever?
What's with today? Listen, someone behind the bar, there's a monster bartender, and he served us one of his energy drinks.
I think the only cure for this is that everybody has to lick me.
Squimbert, are you doing all right?
I just thought maybe it'd be a fun idea if everybody licks me, kind of like clears their head. You know you go on a magical trip if you take a lick of the frog.
Fine, I'll get us started.
I mean, I've done it too many times.
No, Usador, are you going to get all high on Squibber?
Look at his eyes, they're like
weird
twinkling.
Toxins? Oh, no.
Scrum-nam-the.
What?
Scrum-nam-the.
God, I hope you're the one that's high.
Sounds the same to me. He has one of the backwards ones.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in the Black Lodge or something. Squibbert, when you went on
vacation...
He's
saying Paul is dead.
Oh. Paul's dead?
Wait, was he the Dork Lord?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh. Squibbert, when you went on vacation, did you get your groove back? Is that what's going on?
A little bit. I'll tell you what, I had a lot of sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what groove constitutes?
I mean, it's a couple things. If you're having sex and it's not good, then you're not grooving. If you're not having sex and you're chilling out, you're grooving. You can't classify everything as sex or not sex, grooving or not grooving.
So, Arnie, when you say you're grooving on a Sunday afternoon, that means
which
you're
I say
sex.
All the time. User, stop pulling all the boards up off of the floor.
Wait, there's a staff, there's some psi, there's a broadsword there, there's...
I found weapons.
Yeah, Usador, we know there are weapons everywhere. This place is fucking full of weapons. That's why we've stopped looking so hard, because, like, literally, look, I'm gonna look, like, behind this painting. Well, here's a weird axe.
That is a weird axe.
It's called a wax.
I don't know all the portmanteaus of this world. I found a wax.
If you ride in a portmanteau, what do you wear on your head?
Captain's hat.
Ooh.
Hey, I know everyone's hard of hearing. Did you hear me say the thing about the Monster energy drink?
Yeah, that explains it. We've all got energy.
Then can you all stop drinking? Because you've been chugging.
Well, okay. I'll try to chill.
We just need to take a deep breath.
A monster! A monster behind the bar! I shall take this sword made of mist, and I shall strike it down! Prepare to face Usador, monster! My wrath shall be your undoing!
You know, so many emails ask us if we take drugs when we do this podcast, and this time we can say yes.
I'm sorry, I'm freaked out by that axe.
Die, monster!
It's a weird axe.
If you keep your eyes not quite on it, but you can see it out of the side of your eye, it crawls.
Oh, when I relax eyes.
Guys, we keep getting distracted from the important stuff, all right? We're going all over the place.
That's why I'm here.
We've got to focus up on the important things that we talk about on this podcast. Squibbert, I don't know how frogs have sex.
No, those are my juicy pants.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Is there one way that humans have sex?
I mean...
Or is there, I don't know, maybe numbers 1 to 69 as far as I can understand from stories that I've heard, and I don't know if you know this, but I'll listen real good. It's my job.
Look, Squibbert, just because there's a way that humans have sex called 69, it's not like a category.
What do you
want? There aren't 69 ways that humans have sex. There are like 4, and then there are like 3 more that we talk about.
If you're boring... There are literally 69 ways that frogs can get down, and then another 11 to 18 after that. And they're all slippery, and they all involve penises and virginians.
Did someone say my name?
I mean, at some point. Where are your juicy sweatpants?
Get out of here, penis.
It's so fun that he responds to that.
I guess so. Look, no, I'm sorry. I keep getting distracted. Don't frogs just, like, jizz on each other's eggs or something?
I mean, if that's what you're into, like, don't humans, you know, create little, this looks like a foot, but it has a virginian in the heel, you know?
Oh,
it's different frogs for different frogs.
You think frogs jizz on eggs?
I don't. Look.
Is that what you do?
No, I jizz on leaves.
Oh, this is my moons over my hammy. This is my squeeze over my Sammy.
Get Usador out of my hat. Together we shall defeat this monster together.
Whatever you say, Dad, I love you.
I love you too.
I just feel bad they're harassing that nice bartender with the big red furry paws.
Is it possible that something's wrong with the listener right now? Like, maybe the listener's having some kind of episode.
Hank, are you doing this? Hank.
Hank, you're high. You are too high.
You are too high.
You, Hank, are too high.
Hank, I want you to sit down.
Hank, calm down. We don't want to turn this into one of these things where you realize this is all a dream.
I want you to breathe and just hold on. Everything is going to be all right.
Everything is real. This is your true man show.
How do you feel the peace that it had eluded you for so long?
I just looked up The Man Show on IMDb, and it's a Comedy Central talk show starring DJ Qualls and Adam Carolla. Carolla, like your car.
My car's a Camry.
Oh.
What a weirdly accurate mistake.
Acura. A car that DJ Qualls drives.
The inner peace you've seeked for so long. Finally here for you, Hank. Breathe it in. Feel it. Release the tension in your body as you sink back into your chair and finally can sleep.
Let your heavy lids close and let the thoughts of the day wipe away.
Do we have any emails?
I have an email here. Of course, you can reach me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. This says, a request for Usador. I'm so hungry. Can Usador send me a vegan food meal?
A vegan food meal. I'm not sure what that means. A vegan food meal. Well, I suppose it would have to be something that doesn't have any dairy or eggs or meat in it. And it would have to be from our world.
No eggs, so can't jizz on them?
No, apparently not.
And vegan's not slang for Virginian?
Not that I'm aware of, but who knows? These are Earth people. They're very strange. Yes, I shall send you a celery stick with the leavings of a frog on it.
Pinion butter.
There you go, Alexis. You'll get your vegan food meal. I also have another email. This is from Kyle Coleman. What it do, choo-choo? I'm listening to the episodes in order from the beginning because I'm not a psychopath. Oh, that's good. So forgive me if this question is dated, but I've noticed you doing that inflection thing a lot more when you talk ever since you became Badger King. Chunts up with that. Sincerely yours, Kyle. I think he means this. Do I do that a lot?
What's this?
He said some sort of inflection.
Yeah, I don't know you have, like, inflection.
Do I have a speech impediment?
I mean, sometimes you do go up at the end of your sentences, but we all do that. But sometimes.
Or is the listener just imagining it?
You're probably just imagining it.
It's okay, Hank.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places.
Squibbert, you know, I was thinking, since, you know, we've been able to sort of chill out a little bit and calm the listener down, and honestly, any listener now is probably asleep, and I would imagine that that would include the Dark Lord. It's probably safe for us to talk about anything we want to right now.
We're in the safe space. I've been pinged so many times, I can't even record anything for the next hour or two.
Wow. So you just, it's like you...
Sometimes I shut off.
It's sort of like in a spy movie where they turn on the shower, except you're just turning on some button
I'm turning
vibrating.
On myself. Y'all are part of the problem, not part of the solution.
So, okay, so now is the perfect time for me to ask, what are the Dark Lord's weaknesses?
He can't always finish.
That is a problem.
That's like a very relatable weakness.
It's, you know, it's stress, it's anxiety. He would hate that I'm telling you this, but he'll get in his head, he'll be like, this is going really good, this is going really good. Is it going good? Is it going good? And then, you know, the other person or creature or being will feel it start to, like, be on either side of whether or not he's going to finish, and sometimes he do and sometimes he don't. And when he don't, usually another town goes to heck because...
Wait, I don't understand. Are we talking about eggs or are we talking...
We're talking about...
About war.
We're talking about... Whatever sauce you put on the eggs, he can't always mix it up.
Oh. You should tell him to stop thinking about his grandma.
Oh, I'm never going to be able to talk to him about that. I'm not, you know.
Guys, who the fuck is the Dark Lord's grandma? And how do we get her on the podcast?
I shouldn't use the F word.
It's got a lot of, like, plosives in it. It might wake someone up.
Do you want to know about the Dark Lord's grandma?
Yeah.
She's just a seed. They grew into a tree that had lots of offsprings, but she's a literal tree, and she exists somewhere in the land of Foon, and if you are able to tap right on the right knot of the tree, her face will appear, and she'll tell you exactly how to fix everything.
So her tree drops some sort of dark seed. Aren't you always saying one of the biggest villains on Earth is dark seed?
Probably, but don't ask me any more questions about it.
And that's why I travel through the land of Foon, week after week, month after month, tapping every nut I can.
101, 102, 103. These bananas have been tallied.
Thank you, Tallyman.
No, thank you. And thank you, listener.
Tallyman, you're gonna wake up the listener.
Yes, of course. My apologies. Relax.
Okay. Okay, relax.
Listen to the sound of my tally. One banana. Two banana.
Daylight has come.
Three banana. Four.
Me want to go home.
One banana, two bananas, three bananas, sleeping so soundly.
It seems I'm drifting off.
The tally man, a chance to you, so that you rest so well.
Since I won't have to do the credits, I'm not fighting it.
Not worrying about Craig and Trisha going through your things. Oh no, you're sleeping so deeply.
Can't keep my eyes open.
Oh, mysterious man, I have a bedtime story for you.
How did this person even get up here?
Because these are the words that end the podcast. These are the words that end the podcast.
Feel like I'm taking a podcast survey.
These are the words that end the podcast.
This might work too well.
It is pretty soothing, I'll give you that.
Most importantly, if you're listening into this broadcast, any mysterious people out there, remember Sarah Shockey, Blade Squibbert, the smooth, famous Siphoon Frog. And while Squibbert may work for the Dark Lord, remember Sarah has an awesome podcast, Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling, on the MLW Radio Network. You'll also remember tomorrow that Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young, who brought inner peace to Hank.
Shouting instead of internal choices.
And Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai.
Inflection neither planned nor satisfying.
Chest Trunk Born, the mimic that looks like a treasure chest, was played by Travis McElroy.
Craig? Uh-oh. I'm too relaxed now.
Oh, Trisha, don't...
As you drift deeper into sleep, mysterious man, you'll remember that Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. And this particular episode was edited by Chris Rathjen. And don't miss your chance to see Hello from the Magic Tavern live. In L.A. in April, in Indianapolis in August during Gen Con. You can get all the info you need by going to hellofromthemagictavern.com and hitting the live shows tab. But now I want to bring you deep into sleep, mysterious man. So Craig and Trisha don't have to worry about you getting back up ever again. I want you to imagine yourself in Acura with DJ Qualls. The Dark Lord's grandmother is at your side in a planter. On the radio, you hear the sweet toots of a farting peach. A gorgeous potato. The screams off in the distance, mysterious man. But the only mystery to you is who would be your best friend. Would it be Tuzador? Or would it be Kid Usador under that magic hat? Oh, let that Acura carry you into the distance, into even a deeper, deeper sleep, mysterious man. And don't wonder who I am. I'm merely a local bedtime storyteller named Scooter, who was getting a Whopper Jr., but then I went out back behind the Burger King, and then I went to pick up this friendship bracelet, and then I found myself in a space bunker. But don't worry about that, mysterious man. No, don't worry about that at all. That's my problem to solve. And the only other reminder I have for you is that one of the Dark Lord's weaknesses is the Sleep With Me podcast. And also, I'll say goodnight for now, mysterious man. Don't worry about Trisha standing above your bed staring at you. Just listen to Craig.
Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.